Wealth starts the moment you stop thinking like you're broke. Most people want to be successful, but they've never been taught how wealthy people actually think. They grow up hearing struggle stories, seeing people stress over bills, and start believing that's just how life is. But it's not. Wealthy people live by a different mindset. They don't think like everyone else. They don't act on impulse. They don't waste their time, energy, or money. They build their life with intention. And the good news is, you can do the same. This audiobook will help you shift the way you think about money, time, habits, and discipline. It will teach you how to take control of your life without waiting for permission. No complicated talk, no hype, just clear, real guidance that actually works. If you're tired of feeling stuck, if you want real change, then this is your moment. Learn how to think and act like the wealthy and start building the life you really want. Chapter 1. Think like wealthy people and stop thinking small. You have to start thinking different if you ever want to change your life. That's the truth. You can't think like everyone else and expect a different result. You can't think like someone who struggles and expect the results of someone who's winning. Wealthy people don't think the way most people think. They don't speak the same way. They don't move the same way. They don't wake up in the morning and wait for something to happen. They build what they want. And it all starts with how they think. See, thinking small doesn't come from weakness. It comes from habit. Most people grew up in homes where money was always tight, where conversations were always about what you couldn't afford, what you couldn't do, or why you had to settle. So that becomes normal. Thinking small becomes familiar, but it's not right. And it's not healthy for your future. Wealthy people don't limit their vision based on what's in their pocket. They focus on what's possible. They ask, how can I grow? While most people ask, what if I fail? They see opportunity while others see obstacles. They train their mind to stretch, to grow, to reach. That's where it begins. If you're thinking small, you're planning small. And when you plan small, your actions follow that same line. You start going through the motions. You talk yourself out of things before you even try. You say things like, that's not for people like me, or I'll never be able to do that. You kill your chances before you've even started. That's how small thinking destroys dreams. You've got to understand that your mind is the gatekeeper. Your thinking is either working for you or against you. Every single day. If you're thinking about just getting by, then getting by is what you'll always do. If you're thinking about just paying the bills, then the bills are going to dominate your life. But if you start thinking about freedom, about ownership, about independence, then you start creating a path that leads there. Wealthy people didn't get wealthy by accident. They got wealthy on purpose. They made decisions, they took risks, they built skills. But most of all, they thought differently. While others were distracted, they were focused. While others were wasting time, they were learning. While others were chasing comfort, they were chasing growth. That mindset separates everything. You've got to stop thinking in survival mode. You weren't made to survive. You were made to grow, build, and create. Surviving is not living, and it's definitely not winning. Thinking like the wealthy means asking better questions. Questions like, what can I do today to become more valuable? How can I learn something that will help me earn more? Who can I connect with that's already doing what I want to do? See, the quality of your questions determines the direction of your growth. Thinking like the wealthy isn't just about making more money, it's about creating a better version of yourself. Money is just a result. It's not the goal. The goal is growth. The goal is discipline. The goal is vision. Wealth is what happens when your mind starts working for you instead of against you. Some people never give themselves permission to think bigger. They believe they're supposed to stay stuck. But no one is supposed to stay stuck. That's not the purpose of life. You were born with potential. But potential needs pressure. It needs work. It needs daily action. And it needs the right thinking behind it. Look at your life right now. Look at your job, your income, your habits. Everything you're living right now started with a thought. It started with what you believed about yourself. So if you want different results, you've got to start with different beliefs. That's where change begins. You might say, but I don't know how wealthy people think. Yes, you do. You observe. You study. You learn. You listen to what they say. You read what they write. You pay attention to how they spend their time. And then you start changing your own pattern, little by little, one thought at a time. Wealthy people don't waste energy on things that don't matter. They don't spend hours arguing. They don't chase gossip. They don't complain about what they can't control. They protect their energy. They protect their focus. That's why they win. They're not distracted. They know time is valuable, and they treat it that way. If you're still thinking small, you're giving your time to things that are keeping you average. You're thinking about people who don't matter. You're spending hours scrolling, comparing, wishing, complaining. That kind of thinking will destroy your future. You can't grow if you're focused on what doesn't grow you. You've got to raise your standards. Wealthy people expect more from themselves. They don't let themselves slide. They hold themselves to a different level. That's why they become who they are. It's not just about what they do. It's about who they refuse to be. They refuse to be lazy. They refuse to be ordinary. They refuse to settle. And so must you. If you really want to change your life, you've got to change your identity. Start telling yourself a different story. Start seeing yourself as someone who deserves more, someone who can earn more, someone who can build something valuable. Because the moment you start believing it, your actions will follow. And that's when everything starts to shift. You don't need to be born rich to think rich. That's the excuse people use to stay where they are. No one is coming to give you permission. You have to give it to yourself. You have to start saying, this life I've been living, it's not enough. And then you act like it's not enough. You stop wasting time. You stop being careless. You stop living like success is optional. Thinking like the wealthy means thinking long term. It means doing what's uncomfortable now so you can live better later. It means being patient while you grow. It means not quitting after one setback. It means treating your future like it matters, because it does. You can keep thinking the way you've always thought, but if that thinking hasn't brought you freedom, confidence, peace, or progress, then it's time to drop it. Don't defend thoughts that are hurting your life. Don't protect habits that are keeping you broke. Don't stay loyal to a mindset that's killing your potential. The wealthy think in terms of growth, solutions, effort, and results. They think in terms of ownership and responsibility. They don't blame. They don't make excuses. They say, if it's going to change, it starts with me. That's the thinking that leads to freedom. That's the thinking that builds something real. You have everything inside of you to start thinking like a winner. You don't need permission. You don't need approval. You just need courage. The courage to let go of what's comfortable and step into what's possible. The courage to stop talking like you're stuck and start living like you're building something. Every wealthy person started where you are. They didn't have all the answers. They didn't have everything figured out. But they made a decision. They stopped thinking like a victim. They stopped thinking like a follower. They started thinking like someone who creates, who leads, who takes control. And that's your moment right now. To decide that you won't think small anymore. to stop speaking as if you don't matter, to stop making choices that lead nowhere, to start seeing yourself as someone with something valuable to offer this world. When you shift how you think, you shift how you live, and when you shift how you live, you attract a completely different future. Not by luck, not by chance, but by responsibility, by discipline, by thought. So start today, start now, think like the wealthy, and stop thinking small. Because your life will only rise as high as your thoughts will take it. Think better, think bigger, then act on it every single day. Chapter 2. Act with confidence even when no one supports you. Confidence is not something you wait for, it's something you build. If you wait for people to approve of you before you start taking action, you'll spend your whole life waiting. Most people never take the first step because they're looking over their shoulder, checking to see who claps for them. But that's not how you rise. The truth is, the beginning is always quiet. No spotlight, no crowd. Just you, your decisions, and your willingness to stand on your own feet. When you act with confidence, even when no one supports you, you are telling the world that your belief is enough, that you don't need noise, permission, or applause to take your next step, and that's rare. That's power. Because most people tie their worth to what others think. They wait for someone else to believe in them. They wait for family, friends, or co-workers to say, yes, you're ready. But you don't need that. You need to decide for yourself that you are capable, even when nobody else sees it. Think about this clearly. The people who built anything meaningful in life had to act before anyone believed in their vision. In the early stages, there's no crowd. The crowd comes later, after the results show up. And that's where most people quit. They say, no one supports me, so maybe I'm wrong. But support doesn't make your actions right. Belief does. Focus does. Discipline does. And if you keep showing up without the support, you earn a different level of strength. You build a kind of confidence that no one can take away from you. That's what you need to understand today. Your confidence can't be built on other people. It has to be built on action, on results, on your habits. The more action you take, the more clarity you get. The more clarity you get, the more confidence you build. And the more confidence you build, the less you care who's watching. If you want to move forward in life, you have to stop waiting for someone to come save you. Nobody's coming. No one is sitting around thinking about your potential all day. People are busy. They have their own lives, their own worries, and their own distractions. If you don't show up for yourself, no one else will. Confidence is built when you show up, not when you feel ready. It grows when you put in the work, even when it feels awkward, even when it feels uncertain. You don't get strong by waiting. You get strong by stepping into the challenge. If you keep waiting for full certainty, for perfect timing, or for total approval, you'll stay stuck forever. In this world, there will always be people who doubt you. There will always be people who misunderstand your path. Some will laugh. Some will criticize. Some will pretend to support you, but secretly hope you fail. That's human nature. But you don't have to give them power. You don't have to carry their opinions like a weight on your back. You're allowed to move forward even when nobody sees the value in what you're doing yet. You build confidence when you show yourself you can follow through, not once, not twice, every day. Every day you wake up and choose growth, you are sending a message to your mind that says, I can count on myself. That's what creates real self-trust. Not positive thinking, not fake motivation. You are doing what you said you would do, again and again, even in silence. Most people want support before they act, but the people who actually win are the ones who act before support shows up. Confidence isn't about being loud, it's about being consistent. Quiet confidence is more powerful than noisy approval. Because once you've proven to yourself that you can act without an audience, no one can stop your progress. Your path is yours. It doesn't have to make sense to anyone else. If you spend your time trying to explain your journey to people who don't understand your vision, you'll drain yourself. Not everyone will get it. Not everyone will clap. That's okay. You're not doing it for them. You're doing it because something inside of you knows you were meant for more. And don't confuse loneliness with being lost. Just because no one's with you right now doesn't mean you're going the wrong way. Some paths are walked alone because they lead to places only the bold will ever see. When you keep showing up for yourself without the need for someone to notice, you become the kind of person who earns results that others only talk about. Confidence shows up when you start trusting your voice more than the noise. It grows when you listen to your goals more than your fears. You have to train your mind to lead instead of follow. Most people follow doubt. They follow the opinions of people who haven't done what they're trying to do. But you have to decide, I don't need everyone to believe in me. I need to believe in myself. There's something powerful that happens when you make that shift. You stop hesitating. You stop asking for reassurance. You start moving. You start making decisions. And with every move forward, your mind learns that you are capable. That's how the wealthy think. That's how leaders think. They don't wait to be validated. They validate themselves through disciplined action. Think about this clearly. Most of the support you're waiting for comes after success, not before. People believe what they can see. So if you're waiting for belief before the results, you've got it backwards. You have to go first. You have to act first. You have to create the momentum, the discipline, the change. Then they'll see. Then they'll clap. But by that point, you won't need it anymore. Because once you build confidence in silence, outside noise loses its control. You stop seeking approval because you've already approved yourself. You stop needing applause because your results speak louder than words ever could. That's when your life starts changing. Not when people believe in you, but when you finally believe in you. You have to remember, you were not born to stay in the background of your own life. If something inside you keeps pushing you to do more, become more, and build more, it's time to listen. And not only listen, it's time to act. Whether they see it or not, whether they understand or not, whether they support you or not. That quiet moment when you decide to act anyway, that's when confidence is born. Not in the big speeches, not in the loud approval, but in the lonely decision to keep going. That's how you grow. That's how you rise. So now the question is, will you act with confidence even when the room is silent? Will you keep moving even when no one claps? Will you trust your vision even when others don't see it yet? If the answer is yes, then you've already started the transformation. You've already separated yourself from the crowd. And most of all, you've already proven something powerful. You don't need anyone to choose you because you've already chosen yourself. Chapter 3. Build daily routines that push your life forward. What you do every day is shaping the rest of your life. Not once a month. Not once a week. Every day. That's where real growth happens. That's where transformation begins. Your daily routine is either building your future or slowly pulling you away from it. If you want to get somewhere better, you need to get serious about how you spend your time each day. It's not about being perfect, it's about being intentional. It's about doing what matters, even when no one's watching. A lot of people want to change their life, but they don't want to change their routine. And that's where the problem begins. You can't have big goals and small habits. That doesn't work. If your routine doesn't match your vision, you're never going to feel in control. You're going to feel stuck, because deep down, you'll know you're not doing what it takes. Success doesn't show up by accident. It shows up in your habits. If you want more clarity, more results, and more peace, you need a routine that pushes your life forward. That means doing the hard things. That means being uncomfortable. That means choosing discipline over distraction. Not once, but every single day. What time do you wake up? What do you do in the first hour of your day? How do you treat your energy? How much of your day is spent creating something that matters? These questions will tell you everything about the direction your life is heading. Because when your days are unstructured, your progress becomes unpredictable. And without structure, your goals start to fade into the background. You don't need a complicated plan. You don't need a 10-step system. What you need is a clear, honest routine that reflects the life you want to build. And you need to repeat it so often that it becomes automatic. That's where the power comes from. Not from thinking about change. From doing it. Again and again. Until it becomes who you are. Some people treat their day like it doesn't matter. They wake up late. They scroll for hours. They start things but don't finish. They talk about their goals, but don't act on them. And then they wonder why nothing's changing. The answer is simple. Your results are built by your routine. You cannot escape your habits. You can only improve them. If you're serious about building a better life, your routine has to support that. You have to create time for growth. You have to make space for progress. You have to block out what's useless and focus on what moves you forward. It won't feel easy at first, but it will feel worth it later. There's a big difference between being busy and being productive. You can fill your day with activity and still be going nowhere. A strong routine doesn't just keep you moving. It keeps you moving in the right direction. You need habits that sharpen your mind. You need time to think. You need space to learn. You need to challenge yourself every day in small ways so you're ready for the big moments. One of the most powerful things you can do is take control of your morning. Not with noise, not with chaos, but with clarity. Set the tone before the world tries to set it for you. When you start the day with intention, the rest of the day starts to fall in line. You feel grounded, you feel focused, you're not reacting. Routines aren't about doing more, they're about doing what matters consistently. Even 10 minutes of real effort repeated daily will outperform occasional bursts of motivation. You don't need to impress anyone with how much you do, you need to be consistent with what you do. The right habits, repeated daily, become your foundation. They give you stability, structure, and momentum. And don't wait for motivation. It's the biggest trap. Motivation comes and goes. You can't trust it. You need a routine that works even when you're tired, even when you're not in the mood. You need to train yourself to act no matter how you feel. That's how you take back control of your life. Start simple. Start clear. Ask yourself, what are three things I can do every day that make me stronger? Do them every day. Don't skip. Don't delay. Build the discipline, whether that's reading, working out, writing down your goals, or managing your finances. Whatever it is, make it a part of your daily system. You're not going to feel like it every day. That's normal. The mind likes comfort. But if you want to grow, you've got to move past how you feel and commit to what you've decided. You've got to wake up and remind yourself why this matters, not once a week. Every day. Growth isn't a feeling, it's a decision followed by action. And let's talk about the evening. How you close your day matters too. You can't just crash into bed and expect peace. You need to review your day, check in with your goals, look at what worked and what didn't, adjust, reflect, prepare. That's how you move forward, not with pressure, with awareness. When you finish your day knowing you gave it real effort, You sleep better, you feel calmer, you trust yourself more. That trust builds over time. It becomes inner confidence. And that confidence fuels your actions. You're no longer second-guessing. You're not chasing perfection. You're showing up. Every day. That's what separates those who improve from those who repeat the same year over and over again. Stop waiting for the perfect routine. Stop chasing someone else's system. Build your own. Build one that works for your life, your goals, and your strengths. And then stick to it. Not because it's exciting, but because your future depends on it. It's not about doing everything. It's about doing the right things, repeatedly. Cut out what's wasting your time. Be honest about what's not helping you grow. You don't need more information. You need more execution. More follow-through, more doing. You're not here to live on autopilot. You're here to create, to build, to rise. And none of that happens by chance. It happens because you chose to take ownership of your routine. It happens because you stopped leaving your life up to randomness. You started designing it. You already know what's holding you back. You already know what you need to do more of. The only thing missing is consistency. So build it. Put it on your schedule. Prioritize it like your future depends on it, because it does. And when it gets hard, and it will, remind yourself that this is the price of a better life. This is the cost of growth. But the reward is freedom. Freedom of time. Freedom of choice. Freedom of peace. That doesn't come by accident. That comes from discipline. Every day you follow your routine, you're proving to yourself that you're in control, that you're not a slave to old habits, that you're becoming someone who honors their future more than their comfort. That's power. That's transformation. So decide today. Build your routine. Live by it. Protect it. Adjust it when needed, but never abandon it, because your future is being shaped by what you choose to do today. Not someday, not next year, today. And when you build the right routine, the rest of your life starts to rise with it. Chapter 4. Learn how successful people manage their money daily. If you want to understand wealth, you have to understand how successful people treat their money, not just once in a while, but every single day. Wealth is not an accident. It's not just about having a high income. It's about how you manage what you already have. And that begins with awareness, responsibility, and discipline in your daily financial habits. Most people think wealthy people just earn more. But the truth is, wealthy people also manage differently. They think differently about money. They treat every dollar with purpose. They don't guess. They track. They don't wait. They plan. Success with money doesn't come from luck. It comes from clarity and control. Every wealthy person you admire has built a system, not a complicated one, but a system that gives them visibility into what's happening with their money. They know exactly where it's going, how much they're keeping, and what they're doing with it. They don't fear money because they understand it, and that understanding comes from daily habits. The first thing you'll notice about financially successful people is that they don't ignore their money. They don't avoid looking at their accounts. They don't guess how much they've spent. They stay on top of it. Because they know one simple rule: what you don't manage will always manage you. And money unmanaged always leads to stress, pressure, and regret. You have to train yourself to check in with your money like it's part of your routine, not just at the end of the month. Every day, look at your balance, review your spending, ask yourself, was that purchase necessary? Did that move me forward? Did I exchange my time for something useful or something impulsive? These questions are not meant to shame you, they're meant to shape you, to bring awareness. Because awareness creates discipline. Successful people track what they spend, not in a complicated spreadsheet they look at once a year, but in simple daily reviews. They use tools, they write things down, they keep receipts, not because they're obsessed, but because they're responsible. They don't pretend money doesn't matter. They treat it like a tool, and tools have to be used with care. When you manage your money daily, you avoid surprises. You avoid the shock at the end of the month. You avoid that panic that comes from not knowing where your money went. Daily management gives you control. It gives you a sense of ownership. And with ownership comes power. Power to say no. Power to plan ahead. Power to save and invest with purpose. Successful people always have a plan for their money. Every dollar has a job. Some dollars are saved, some are invested. Some are spent with intention, but none are wasted blindly. If you ask them how much they saved last month, they'll tell you. If you ask where their money is going next week, they know. That's not an accident. That's daily money awareness at work. They also live by a simple principle. Spend less than you earn and invest the rest. It sounds basic, but very few people live this way. Most people adjust their lifestyle every time their income increases. But wealthy people often do the opposite. They build a strong financial base by keeping their expenses stable and putting the extra into things that grow. They don't chase shiny things, they chase freedom. And freedom comes from choices, but you only get those choices when you've managed your money with purpose. They separate wants from needs. They know the difference between something urgent and something important. And they never let emotions make their financial decisions. When everyone else is buying emotionally, they're thinking logically. When others are reacting to trends, they're sticking to strategy. That's not because they're smarter, it's because they're disciplined. And that discipline is built in small decisions made consistently. Successful people also keep money in motion. They don't let it sit without direction. They have savings goals. They invest in things they understand. They take time to study what works. They protect what they've earned. They don't gamble. They calculate. And even when they take risks, it's with clear understanding, not wishful thinking. They build buffers, they have emergency funds. They don't wait for crisis to start planning. They plan when things are good, so they're prepared when things get tough. And because of that, they don't panic when problems show up. They're ready. They've been managing for this. Daily money habits give them peace, even in pressure. And here's something people often miss. Successful people also give, but they give with intention. They give because they've managed well, because they're not drowning in chaos. They can be generous with clarity. They build their financial lives in a way that allows them to help others without hurting themselves. That's the kind of giving that lasts. You can start building these habits right now. You don't need a six-figure income to manage your money well. You just need to pay attention. Know what comes in, know what goes out, know where you stand, and then make daily choices that respect your future. Don't wait for some magical day to start taking control. Start by cutting the waste. Start by tracking every expense for the next 30 days. Start by asking yourself, is this moving me toward wealth or away from it? That question asked daily will change how you think and how you spend. Build a habit of reviewing your money at the same time every day. Make it part of your routine. 5 minutes a day can change everything. You don't need more hours, you need more awareness. When you know your numbers, you make smarter decisions. You stop guessing. You stop drifting. And stop saying, "I'm just not good with money." That's a lie people tell themselves to avoid responsibility. No one is born good with money. It's a skill. And like any skill, it gets better the more you practice, the more you learn, the more you apply. But it has to become part of your daily life, not an afterthought, a priority. You don't need to be perfect, you need to be consistent. Wealthy people aren't perfect with money every day, but they show up, they track, they review, they adjust, they stay in the game. That's what matters. If you do that long enough, you start building confidence. You start making smarter moves. You stop reacting and you start creating. Managing your money daily doesn't take hours. It takes discipline. It takes honesty. It takes facing the truth even when it's uncomfortable. But that discomfort is temporary. Regret is permanent. You want peace? Start managing your money today. You want options? Start managing your money today. You want freedom? It starts the same way. Manage your money today. Money doesn't fix your problems. Management does. The amount doesn't matter as much as your mindset, because if you mismanage a little, you'll mismanage a lot. But if you manage what you have now, you're building the habits that will support you when more comes in. You deserve to live with clarity. You deserve to build a life of freedom. But it won't happen randomly. It will happen when you decide that your money matters and your daily choices reflect that. Show up for your finances the way you show up for your goals. Track them, protect them, guide them, give them direction. Every dollar is a decision. Every purchase is a message. Every habit is a vote for the kind of life you're building. So start acting like someone who's serious, someone who plans, someone who leads. And the results will show, because money always listens to discipline. Chapter 5. Remove distractions that steal your time and focus. You cannot move forward if your attention is always somewhere else. One of the greatest enemies of progress is distraction, not failure, not rejection, but distraction. Most people don't fall behind because they don't have the ability. They fall behind because they let too many unimportant things take over their time. The life you want won't wait forever, and every hour you waste on something meaningless is an hour you can't get back. You need to get serious about where your time is going, because your time shapes your results. Distractions don't just pull you away from your goals, they break your focus, they drain your energy, and they convince you that you're busy while keeping you stuck. You start feeling overwhelmed, not because you have too much to do, but because your attention is being divided into too many pieces. It's not just about doing more, it's about doing what matters, and doing it with full attention. If you don't control your focus, everything around you will. Distractions are everywhere. They live in your phone. They hide inside your habits. They show up in conversations that lead nowhere. They pretend to be urgent. They disguise themselves as things you think you need to do. But the truth is, most distractions are choices, not accidents. You're not being forced to lose focus, you're allowing it. You check your phone, you scroll, you say yes to every invitation, you open your inbox 10 times a day, and all of this adds up. If you want to make real progress, you need to start saying no, not just to others, but to yourself. Not everything deserves your attention, not every notification matters. Not every message needs an instant reply. Your ability to ignore the wrong things will determine how fast you reach the right ones. Distractions look small in the moment, but over time they steal everything. Your peace, your focus, your growth. They don't come all at once. They come one wasted minute at a time. Start looking at your day with honest eyes. What's pulling you away from your work? What keeps interrupting your thoughts? What's slowing down your progress? You don't fix this by doing more. You fix this by doing less of what doesn't matter. You need to clear the clutter, mentally, physically, emotionally. You need space to think. You need time to move with clarity. And you can't do that if you're surrounded by noise all the time. Start your mornings in silence. Don't rush into emails. Don't open apps before your feet hit the ground. Give your mind a chance to wake up with direction. Most people wake up and immediately react. That's how they start losing the day. One distraction leads to another, and before they know it, they've lost the morning. But your mind can't build anything valuable when it's constantly shifting from one thing to the next. If your phone controls you, you're not in charge of your life. You have to set boundaries. You don't have to be available every second. You don't need to consume endless content. You don't need to stay in constant contact with everyone. What you need is focus. and focus only comes when you take your time seriously. That means putting the phone down. That means closing extra tabs. That means turning off anything that keeps pulling your attention away from your priorities. Most distractions are habits you've trained yourself into, which means you can train yourself out of them. You can decide that checking your phone every 5 minutes is no longer acceptable. You can decide that background noise doesn't belong in deep work. You can decide that your goals deserve your full attention, not just leftover energy. And this isn't about perfection. It's about awareness. It's about knowing what's getting in your way and having the discipline to clear it. One of the hardest things to do in today's world is to stay focused, but it's also one of the most valuable. People who can work without being pulled in every direction are the ones who rise faster, grow stronger, and build better results. If you want more time, you don't need to add hours to your day. You need to take back the time you've been losing to distraction. Track your day. Be honest. Where did your attention go? How much time did you lose to pointless scrolling? How many times did you pause your work to respond to something that didn't matter? The truth will help you change. Start building systems that protect your focus. Turn your phone off during work blocks. Set time limits on apps. Schedule time for deep work. Tell the people around you when you're unavailable. Build a routine that helps you stay locked in. You can't always control what happens around you, but you can control how much of your energy you give to it. And don't forget, people can be distractions too. Not everyone deserves your time. Some conversations pull you off course. Some relationships drain your energy. Some people want your attention but not your growth. Be careful who you give your time to. Protect your space. You're not being rude when you set boundaries. You're being responsible, and responsibility leads to results. Clarity is power. When you know exactly what matters, it becomes easier to see what doesn't. Your goals will guide your focus. Your vision will protect your time. But you have to be clear. If you're not sure what you want, everything will feel important. And when everything feels important, you won't know where to begin. Simplify your life. Cut the noise. Remove the digital clutter. Say no to the things that don't bring value. Stop living on autopilot. Every time you say yes to a distraction, you're saying no to something meaningful. Your time is not free. Every minute has a cost. Every interruption has a price. And if you keep spending your attention on low-value things, you'll stay frustrated. Real growth requires real focus, and real focus requires sacrifice. You have to be willing to miss out on some things, so you don't miss out on your future. You have to be okay with silence, with solitude, with deep work. Not because it's easy, but because that's where real change lives. You'll never know your full potential if you're always distracted. You won't build deep skills. You won't produce your best work. You won't hear your own thoughts. Success is not just about doing more. It's about doing less of what doesn't matter, so you can do more of what does. You don't need to wait for the right moment. The right moment is when you decide your time is valuable. The right moment is when you stop treating distractions like harmless habits. The right moment is now. Start with one change. Cut one distraction. Take back 1 hour. Build 1 hour of focused work. Then build another. Keep stacking focused time. That's how you regain your power. That's how you rebuild your focus muscle. Because the world will always try to pull you away from what matters. But the people who win, the people who lead, the people who build, are the ones who stay focused in a world full of noise. And that starts with one simple decision. Protect your time like your life depends on it. Because in many ways it does. Chapter 6. Take bold steps toward what you really want. Most people never get what they truly want because they hesitate, they wait, they overthink, they play it safe, they listen to fear more than they listen to their own goals. They tell themselves it's not the right time, that they're not ready yet, that maybe someday they'll try, but someday never shows up on the calendar. And while they wait, time moves forward, life keeps going. And all the possibilities they could have stepped into slowly pass them by. If you want something real, something meaningful, you have to stop walking around it. You have to stop watching others do it. You have to stop telling stories about what you might do. You have to step in, with both feet, with full intention, with courage. You have to take bold steps, not perfect steps, not guaranteed steps. Bold steps, that means making decisions that stretch you. It means doing things that shake your comfort. It means being okay with feeling uncertain while acting with full commitment. There is no progress without boldness. Small thinking won't create a big life. Safe choices won't bring new outcomes. You have to do what most people avoid. You have to stand up when others stay seated. You have to raise your hand for the opportunity nobody else dares to take. Because the life you want isn't waiting at the edge, it's waiting past the edge. And you only get there by moving beyond your hesitation. Ask yourself honestly, what do you really want? Not what sounds acceptable, not what's realistic. What do you actually want to build, to experience, to become? Most people never ask themselves that question seriously. They let the world tell them what to chase. They follow paths that don't belong to them. They hide behind other people's expectations, and they wonder why they feel empty. You'll never feel fulfilled chasing a life that's not yours. You've got to name what you want, and then start acting like you mean it. Bold action means doing what aligns with your future, even if your present feels shaky. It means taking the first step without seeing the whole staircase. It means not waiting for certainty to move, because certainty only comes after movement. People who win in life don't always know how it will work. They just know they refuse to stay stuck. They refuse to be silent when they have something to say. They refuse to keep living small when they know something greater is possible. You will never be completely ready. You will never feel totally fearless. You will never have every answer. But if the goal matters to you, if the dream is real, you cannot afford to wait for perfect timing. You have to move with the belief that your action will lead to growth. Because that's the truth. Every time you act boldly, you grow stronger. You build a new layer of confidence. You train your mind to follow courage instead of fear. It's easy to stay in routines. It's easy to keep doing what's familiar. It's easy to stay in environments that don't challenge you. But easy never changed anyone's life. If you want to grow, you have to outgrow your comfort. You have to say no to average and yes to potential. And that choice must be made over and over again, especially on the days when your fear tries to pull you back. You may feel pressure. You may feel like people are watching. You may feel like everyone's waiting to see if you fail. But those thoughts don't matter. What matters is that you're moving. You're not hiding behind what-ifs. You're not staying quiet to avoid being judged. You're not shrinking to make others comfortable. You're showing up with intention. You're choosing boldness over silence. People will question you. They'll ask why you're doing something so different. They'll doubt your timing. They'll suggest you slow down, play it safe, think it through. That's fine. Let them talk. They're not living your life. They're not carrying your dreams. They're not responsible for your results. You are. And when it's your life on the line, you can't make decisions to please the crowd. You've got to make moves that align with your truth. Don't confuse boldness with recklessness. This isn't about rushing. It's about refusing to delay. It's about taking action with purpose. Bold steps are calculated. They're intentional. They come from clarity. You know what matters to you, and you're willing to do what it takes to reach it. That mindset builds momentum, and momentum changes everything. Every bold step you take teaches you something new. You learn where you need to grow. You discover your limits, and then you break them. You build resilience. You sharpen your focus. You prove to yourself that you can handle more than you thought. That's how confidence is built. Not by reading more books. Not by waiting for someone to push you. By getting in the game and playing it fully. There will be fear. That's normal. Fear shows up every time you stretch, but fear is not your enemy. Hesitation is. Fear can be managed. It can be understood. But hesitation steals your time and your chances. It talks you out of doing the very thing that could change your life. And if you keep listening to it, you'll keep watching your goals from a distance. It doesn't take everything at once. It just takes one strong step, one decision that you follow through on, one bold move that shifts your entire direction. After that, you take another, and another, and before long you've built something, something real, something that reflects who you are, not who the world told you to be. There are people with less talent, less knowledge, and fewer resources than you, doing more with their life, not because they're better, but because they took action when it counted. They didn't wait for all the answers. They decided to move anyway, and that's what changed everything for them. That's what will change everything for you. You don't need permission. You don't need approval. You don't need to be certain of every step. You need to want it bad enough that you're willing to risk being uncomfortable. That's where breakthroughs happen. Not in safety, in motion, in growth, in bold decisions made one after another. Look at your current path. Is it moving you toward what you really want? Or are you just going through the motions, hoping something changes? Because nothing changes until you do. Nothing improves until you decide that you're no longer available for a life that feels stuck, average, or disconnected. That moment of decision is everything, and you can make that moment now. You can say to yourself, no more delay, no more excuses, no more playing small. You can choose to live fully, boldly, with urgency, not in fear but in clarity, not in doubt but in action. Every result you want is on the other side of a bold step. Every breakthrough, every opportunity, every new level of growth, it all begins when you decide to stop watching and start moving. So stop waiting, start acting, and keep walking toward what you really want. Because if you don't, nobody will do it for you, and if you do, your life will never be the same again. Chapter 7. Study people who have the life you want. If you want to improve your life, one of the smartest things you can do is study people who are already living the life you want. Don't just admire them. Don't just scroll past their posts. Pay attention to how they think, how they act, what they prioritize, and what they avoid. Real growth begins when you stop guessing and start learning from real examples. Success leaves clues, but those clues are only useful if you're serious enough to follow them. The truth is, most people are surrounded by average. They spend their time around people who are comfortable staying the same. That's why they never feel pushed. They don't have anyone challenging them to think bigger, act sharper, or live with stronger standards. If you only learn from people who settle, you'll end up doing the same. That's why you must look higher. Look at people who are doing more than you, building more than you, growing faster than you. Not to compare, but to learn. When you study people who have built something meaningful, you start to see what matters. You see the routines that keep them grounded. You see the standards they refuse to lower. You see the decisions they make when no one's watching. And you begin to realize none of this happened by chance. They got there because of consistent, focused effort. They learned to say no to the wrong things. They made daily choices that most people avoid. That's how they created a life worth living. You can learn more from observing one focused, disciplined person than from reading a dozen self-help books. Watch how they carry themselves. Watch how they handle stress. Notice what they avoid. Study how they treat time. Listen to the words they use. People who are serious about their growth speak differently. They move with intention. They don't entertain drama. They don't get stuck in distractions. Their energy is on building, not complaining. If you want to shift your results, shift who you study. Stop looking at people who talk about success but live in chaos. Look at the quiet achievers, the ones who are consistent, not flashy, the ones who have peace, not just possessions. That kind of success is rare, but it's real, and it's worth studying. Ask questions. What do they do every morning? How do they structure their week? What are they reading? Who are they learning from? What are they doing that you're not? These questions will help you spot patterns, and once you spot the patterns, you can begin applying them in your own life. You don't need to reinvent the wheel. Most of what you need is already being lived out by someone else. The path has already been walked. Your job is to pay attention and walk it with more focus. The biggest mistake people make is thinking they have to figure everything out alone. You don't. You just have to be willing to learn from people who are already living in the results you're still chasing. This isn't about copying someone else's life, it's about learning principles. You're not them. Your path won't look exactly the same, but the lessons, the habits, the discipline, that's transferable. You can use what they've learned to avoid mistakes, save time, and move faster. That's not weakness, that's wisdom. And here's something important. Studying someone doesn't mean idolizing them. It means being mature enough to learn without losing yourself. It means being humble enough to admit that someone else has built something you haven't yet. It's about seeking wisdom, not worship. Everyone has flaws, but you're not looking for perfection. You're looking for practices that produce results. You need to surround yourself, physically or mentally, with people who are ahead of you. Read their books, watch their interviews, listen to how they think. Follow their process. Don't just look at the end result. Look at the journey. What did they sacrifice? What did they endure? What did they repeat every day to get where they are? That's where the real learning is. One of the most effective ways to speed up your growth is through mentorship. If you can't access someone directly, make them your mentor from a distance. Let their content mentor you. Let their story guide you. Build your own system using the structure they already proved works. And if you do have access to someone who's built the life you want, be quiet, be respectful, and listen. Take notes. Ask real questions. Honor their time by applying what you learn. Don't get distracted by people who only pretend to be successful. Real success isn't always loud. It's often calm, steady, and consistent. Look for people who live with alignment. Their actions match their words. Their results match their habits. Their discipline shows up every day, not just when it's convenient. That's who you study. That's who you model. Start writing down what you learn. Don't trust your memory. Take notes. Build a blueprint from what you're observing. Turn those notes into your action plan. Apply one thing at a time. Don't try to do everything at once. Just be consistent. Build slowly but build strong. Every lesson you apply puts you ahead of where you were yesterday. You will grow faster by observing discipline than by chasing motivation. The people you study didn't get there by accident. They earned it through effort, sacrifice, and focused decisions. You need to respect the process. Don't skip the steps. Understand what it cost them to build what they have, and decide if you're willing to pay that same price. Sometimes, the people closest to you won't understand your vision. That's okay. That's why you study people outside your circle. People who have already done what you want to do. People who won't lower your standards. People who will remind you of what's possible. When your environment doesn't match your goals, you must find examples that do. And remember, what you feed your mind matters. If all you consume is noise, you'll live in confusion. But if you fill your mind with wisdom, clarity becomes your default. That's why studying the right people is so powerful. It gives your mind a better reference point. It shows you how someone else broke through, and that gives you the belief that you can too. You're not meant to stay stuck. You're not meant to settle for average. But to rise, you need more than motivation. You need direction. And the people who've already walked the path can give you that direction, if you're humble enough to learn and strong enough to apply it. Don't let your ego block your progress. Don't pretend you know it all. Real growth begins when you admit there's more to learn, and you seek out those who've done it better. That's not weakness. That's how leaders are built. So study wisely. Choose people who live with integrity, who act with intention, who produce results without noise. Let their journey shape your direction. Let their example raise your standard. Learn from their path, and use that knowledge to build your own. The more you study excellence, the more natural it becomes to expect it from yourself. And when that happens, you stop making excuses. You stop tolerating the things that keep you stuck. You stop playing small. You start rising, not because it's easy, but because you've seen it done, and now you know it's possible.
Chapter 8. Make decisions fast and follow through with action. Success does not belong to the hesitant. It belongs to the people who make decisions quickly and follow through with consistent action. The truth is, life rewards speed, not slowness, not carelessness, but speed backed by purpose. Most people stay stuck, not because they don't know what to do, but because they never decide when to do it. They get caught in thinking. They overanalyze. They delay. They want the perfect moment. They keep asking, what if? And the more they think, the more they freeze. Days pass, then weeks, then months, and eventually, the opportunity they were once excited about fades out completely. There's nothing wrong with being careful, but there's a difference between careful and paralyzed. When you hesitate for too long, you don't protect yourself, you block yourself. Progress is built through movement. Every successful person understands that clarity doesn't always come before action. Often, it comes during action. You move, then you learn. You decide, then you grow. You commit, and then you build. If you wait for everything to feel certain, you will miss every moment that could have changed your life. Indecision is expensive. It costs you time. It costs you energy. It creates frustration. And worst of all, it teaches your mind that hesitation is normal. That's dangerous. The more you delay, the easier it becomes to delay again. Soon, you don't even realize how much time you've spent spinning in circles. That's why decision-making must become a skill you practice daily, not once a year. Every day, every hour, you see something that matters. Decide fast, move toward it, don't stall. You don't need a 20-step plan. You need direction and determination. You already know what you should be doing in most areas. You already know what you've been putting off. The problem is not lack of knowledge, it's lack of movement. And that's what must change if you want a different life. You can study all day. You can write down your goals. You can talk about your vision. But until you make a clear decision and follow it with bold action, nothing real happens. You become powerful the moment you learn how to trust your own judgment, not recklessly, but quickly with clarity. You don't waste energy bouncing between options. You don't ask 10 people to validate your decision. You know what aligns with your values and you step into it. You cut out the noise and you move. Hesitation often comes from fear, fear of choosing the wrong thing. But the truth is, the only wrong choice is no choice. You learn through decisions. Even a misstep teaches you something. Even a mistake brings growth. But doing nothing, that teaches you nothing. That only builds regret. So take the step, take the shot, follow the instinct that pulls you forward, and build as you go. When you follow through immediately, you build a habit of trust with yourself. You tell your mind, when I decide something, I act on it. That builds confidence. And that confidence compounds over time. Most people struggle with confidence because they don't follow through on their own promises. They say they'll start. They say they'll show up. They say they'll change. But nothing follows. The more you break promises to yourself, the more you stop believing your own words. That's how confidence dies. But when you follow through, when you act right after the decision, you rebuild that belief. You say it, then you do it. No delay. You don't need to be the fastest in the world. You just need to be faster than your fear. Fear likes to stretch time. It likes to give you reasons to wait. It whispers doubts and distractions. But the faster you act, the less room fear has to speak. Momentum silences fear. Once you move, the voice of doubt starts to fade. Start practicing fast decisions in small areas of life. Don't debate for 10 minutes about what task to start. Pick one and begin. Don't spend a whole afternoon deciding which book to read. Choose and read the first page. Don't waste days thinking about how to respond to that message. Type it, send it, and move on. The more you practice fast thinking, the easier it becomes to make fast moves when it matters most. And speed doesn't mean rushing. It means being decisive. It means clearing your mind from clutter so that when it's time to act, you're not stuck in mental loops. Train your mind to focus on the outcome, not the fear. Ask yourself, will this decision move me closer to who I want to become? If yes, act on it. If no, drop it. Don't float in maybe. Live in yes or no. Make your answers clear. Make your movements sharp. Most people never build anything worthwhile because they try to be perfect at every step. But perfection is just another disguise for fear. You don't need to be perfect. You need to be committed. You need to be relentless. You need to show up with courage. Even when the path feels unclear, the way becomes clear when you begin walking. There will always be unknowns. That's life. There will always be risk. There will always be critics. But if the goal is real, if the vision matters, you owe it to yourself to move anyway. Great things don't come to the most prepared. They come to the most committed. You can't control the result of every move, but you can control whether you make the move or not. Don't let comfort hold you back. Comfort delays decisions. It says stay a little longer, wait for things to settle, wait for someone else to go first. But nobody is coming to choose for you. You have to make the call. You have to step up. Because the longer you wait, the more life passes by. And the longer you hesitate, the more you train your mind to avoid responsibility. You'll feel pressure when you start moving faster. You'll feel resistance. That's normal. Most of the world moves slowly. It gets stuck in planning and overthinking. But you're not here to blend in with that. You're here to lead. You're here to grow. You're here to make moves that create results. That starts with clear decisions. Not emotional ones. Not rushed ones. Clear ones. Made with courage. Backed with action. Every dream you have is waiting on one thing, your ability to decide and act. Not next week, now, not later, now. Life doesn't slow down for you. Opportunities don't wait forever. The people who succeed are the ones who step in when others freeze. They don't have more time, they just use it better. And that begins with faster decisions and stronger follow-through. The moment you decide to start showing up with speed and certainty, everything around you begins to shift. You stop wasting days. You stop doubting yourself. You start becoming the kind of person who doesn't just think about goals but actually hits them. You start carrying yourself differently. People can feel when you've stopped hesitating. They can see it in how you move, speak, and act. That's power, and it's built by choice. So stop delaying, stop explaining, stop asking for extra time. Make the decision, take the step, do the work, and don't look back. Let the world see what happens when someone chooses to move before they feel ready, because that's where all the breakthroughs live, and they're waiting for you to move.
Chapter 9. Use your time wisely like wealthy people do. Time is the one thing you never get back. You can lose money and earn it again. You can miss a chance and find another one. But once an hour is gone, it's gone forever. Wealthy people understand this better than anyone. That's why they treat their time with a level of seriousness most people overlook. They don't allow their schedule to be shaped by other people's needs. They don't waste hours on tasks that don't build anything. When they guard their time because they know it's the foundation of every result they've created. If you want to shift your life, start with how you manage your hours, your minutes, your energy. People often assume that the wealthy have more time, but the truth is, they just use their time differently. They don't spend hours thinking about things they can act on. They don't fill their day with noise. They prioritize what matters and remove what doesn't. It's not about being busy. It's about being effective. There are people who stay busy all day and achieve nothing. Then there are people who focus on a few key actions each day and build a life of freedom. The difference isn't talent, it's how they spend their time. Every wealthy person has learned to treat time like currency. They know that every hour spent doing something unimportant is an hour stolen from something meaningful. That's why they're selective. That's why they build schedules that serve their goals. They don't chase every opportunity. They pick the ones that align with their vision. They don't say yes to everything. They protect their focus. They understand that doing more isn't the same as doing better. You can have ambition, goals, and dreams. But if you waste time, none of it matters, because time is the vehicle that moves you toward those goals. Without it, you go nowhere. If you want to model wealthy people, start by watching how they use their time. They wake up early. They prepare their minds before the world starts pulling at their attention. They don't let the day control them. They control the day. Most people don't even realize how much time they're giving away. They check their phone every 5 minutes. They scroll through content they won't remember. They bounce between distractions. They start things they don't finish. And then they wonder why nothing feels clear, why progress feels slow, why there's always pressure but never peace. The answer is in their time. It's in the untracked hours. It's in the habits that feel harmless but add up fast. Wealthy people block time for their most important work. They don't do deep work while checking messages. They don't multitask when it matters most. They give their full attention to what drives results. They batch tasks. They plan ahead. They use tools that save time. They pay for convenience when it protects their energy. They value time more than status, because time, once lost, can never be replaced. They also reflect. They ask, "Where did my time go today?" They track. They review. They measure how well their hours were used, not to punish themselves, but to sharpen. Every day is a chance to adjust. Every week is a chance to improve. That's how they stay ahead. Not by doing everything perfectly, but by doing the right things intentionally. And when it comes to rest, they're just as intentional. They don't burn themselves out, chasing results. They rest with purpose. They take breaks that restore their focus. They build systems that allow them to take time off without chaos. Because wealth is not just about money, it's about quality of life. And that requires balance. But balance is only possible when your time is structured, not random. People who use their time wisely don't operate on emotion. They don't start their day based on how they feel. They have routines. They have priorities that don't shift when moods shift. They understand that discipline is the engine behind all progress. They don't wait for motivation. They use time to create momentum, and they stick to what works. You don't need to be rich to think this way. You just need to decide that your time matters. You need to stop giving it away to things that keep you stuck. You need to look at your schedule and ask yourself, "Is this leading me to the life I want?" If the answer is no, something needs to change. Time is a mirror. It reflects your values. It shows you what you've been choosing. It's not enough to write goals down. You have to give them time,
Real time, focused time, scheduled time. You can't wish for results you don't work for, and you can't work for something if you're always distracted. Build a system. Plan your days before they begin. Put your most important task at the start. Block out the noise. Stick to it even when it's boring. That's how you take control. Success isn't made in big moments. It's made in the little choices repeated over time. It's made in what you do between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m. It's made in how you use your breaks. It's made in whether you stick to your priorities or get pulled into someone else's drama. Every moment counts. Every decision shapes your direction. If you want a different life, you need different use of your hours. Start tracking your time for 1 week. Write down how you spend every hour. You'll see patterns. You'll see where time is leaking. You'll see where your energy is being wasted. That's your starting point. From there, begin cutting. Say no more often. Eliminate what doesn't move you forward. Add structure. Add clarity. Choose your top three tasks for the day and finish them before anything else. Use your phone as a tool, not a distraction. Set limits. Protect your attention like your future depends on it, because it does. The way you use your time reveals your self-respect. When you waste it, you're saying your goals don't matter. When you manage it, you're saying you believe in your future. The more you respect time, the more you attract people and opportunities who do the same. You build momentum. You create space for growth. You feel progress every day, not because you did everything, but because you did what mattered. You don't need to be perfect. You just need to be intentional. Make time your ally. Give it direction. Show it that you know its value, and it will reward you with clarity, results, and peace. Wealthy people are not different because they have more hours. They're different because they use their hours better, and you can do the same, starting now. Don't wait until life forces you to change. Choose to change now. Set a new standard. Look at your schedule and clean it up. Take back your time. Use it with purpose. Let your hours reflect your vision. Because the life you want is already waiting. You just have to stop wasting time and walk toward it. Chapter 10. Train your mind to expect success, not failure. The way you think shapes everything you experience. If your mind is trained to expect problems, setbacks, and failure, then your energy will reflect that. You'll hesitate, you'll pull back, you'll doubt your progress before you've even started. But if your mind is trained to expect success, to expect progress, to expect growth, then you'll approach every situation with strength. You'll walk into each opportunity with belief, not fear. And belief is what gets results. People talk about mindset like it's a concept, but it's not. It's your operating system. It runs in the background of every decision. If that system is wired for fear, you'll move with hesitation. If it's wired for success, you'll move with clarity. You won't overthink. You won't question your own steps. You'll act because your mind knows what direction you're supposed to go. That's not luck. That's conditioning. And conditioning is built one thought at a time. Most people don't realize how much damage their thinking has done to their future. They tell themselves they're not ready. They focus on everything that could go wrong. They expect rejection, so they avoid action. They expect failure, so they settle. And then they wonder why life never opens up. But the truth is, they've already closed the door in their mind. They didn't give themselves a real chance. They played the failure out in their head before life even got a chance to respond. You can't create a successful life with a mind that's trained to expect loss. Your thoughts are signals. They influence what you notice, how you act, what you attract. If all you expect is difficulty, that's all you'll see. But if you train your mind to believe success is possible, then you'll start walking differently. You'll stand up straighter. You'll try harder. You'll bounce back faster, because you won't be carrying doubt with you at every step. Training your mind starts with what you say to yourself daily, every morning, every night, in the moments between tasks. Your self-talk is shaping your outcomes. If you keep repeating the same fear-driven lines, you're not motivating yourself. You're programming failure. You're setting the bar low before the game even starts. And that has to change. You have to take control of your internal dialogue. You have to correct the language that keeps you stuck. You have to stop saying things like, "I'll probably fail," or it never works for me, or I'm not like those other people. You have to replace those thoughts with direction, with strength, with focus, not empty affirmations, clear grounded beliefs that align with action. A mind that expects success looks for solutions instead of problems. When challenges come, and they will, it doesn't fold. It looks at the issue and says, what can I do about this? It keeps moving. It doesn't spend hours talking about what's wrong. It builds, it creates, it adjusts. It understands that setbacks aren't permanent unless you make them permanent. That mindset allows you to keep showing up, even when things get hard. You can't let old programming stay in charge. Maybe you were told to play it safe. Maybe you grew up around people who talked more about fear than possibility. Maybe you failed once, and it left a mark. That's real, but none of it has to define you now. You get to choose what stays. You get to rewire the way you think. But it won't happen on its own. You've got to work on it daily. You've got to replace doubt with discipline. You've got to interrupt the pattern every time it shows up. Watch your thoughts when no one's around. Are they helping you or hurting you? Are they lifting you or limiting you? Are they pushing you to move or convincing you to wait? Your inner voice is either a coach or a critic. You have to train it to be a coach. That means feeding it the right ideas. That means surrounding yourself with messages that reinforce strength. That means staying close to people who speak growth, who think with vision, who believe in action. The mind picks up on the environment, so shape your environment wisely. Expectation creates behavior. If you expect to win, you prepare, you train, you invest, you focus. If you expect to lose, you procrastinate, you find distractions, you make excuses. Your behavior is tied to the story you tell yourself, and that story must be rewritten if you're ever going to live at the level you're capable of. This isn't about arrogance. This is about building inner certainty, quiet confidence, the kind of belief that says, I will figure it out no matter what. That's what expecting success sounds like. It doesn't say success is guaranteed. It says you'll show up until you earn it. That's the difference. People often try to fake confidence. They speak loudly. They post online. They try to appear unshakable. But true confidence, real mental strength, comes from doing the work consistently. When your actions match your words, your mind gets stronger. When you follow through, even when it's hard, your belief gets deeper. And when you see yourself grow, you no longer need outside approval to feel grounded. You trust yourself. And that's the kind of mindset that can carry any goal forward. Start training your mind to see possibilities where others see limitations. When you look at your goals, don't say, that's too far. Say, what's the first step? When you make a mistake, don't say, I'm not good enough. Say, what can I learn and fix? When you feel fear, don't say, maybe I shouldn't try. Say, this means I'm on the edge of growth. These shifts may seem small, but over time, they rebuild your foundation. They reshape how you move. They determine how long you keep going when the pressure builds. Success is a mindset long before it becomes a result. The people you admire didn't wake up with certainty. They built it through repetition. They failed and came back. They made decisions and stood by them. They learned what worked and let go of what didn't. And through it all, they trained their mind to stay focused on progress, not fear, not opinions, not limitations. You are not stuck with the way you think right now. You can upgrade it, you can challenge it, you can reset it, but you have to decide that it matters, that your thoughts are not background noise, they're blueprints, they're the invisible script directing every move you make. If that script is filled with hesitation, doubt, fear, and past pain, your future will keep looking like your past. But if that script is filled with belief, effort, focus, and direction, your life will start shifting, not instantly, but consistently. Start expecting better from yourself, not in a way that pressures you, but in a way that elevates you. Expect to grow. Expect to adapt. Expect to succeed. Expect your work to lead somewhere valuable. Expect to build a life that reflects who you truly are, and then show up every day and make those expectations real. Training your mind is not a one-time event. It's a lifetime practice. Some days will be easy. Some will feel like a battle. But if you stay committed, you'll start seeing the shift. You'll stop talking yourself out of things, you'll stop shrinking to stay safe, you'll stop underestimating your potential, and you'll start becoming the kind of person who doesn't just hope things work out, but who expects to win, shows up like it matters, and earns every result through disciplined, focused thinking. That's the mindset that changes everything, and it's yours to build.